Welcome back, everybody. I'm so excited for this deep dive
All right.
into Isaiah 54. We've been wrestling with that whole picture of the suffering servant back in Isaiah 53.
Yeah.
And now we're going to see like the fallout. Like
Sure.
what difference does it make? How does that sacrifice actually
It's so
change
picture.
anything?
Yeah.
So think about this. You got ancient Israel, God's people, and they're facing exile, like they're scattered, there's uncertainty, and bam, right in the middle of all this, Isaiah's like, hey, I've got this picture of hope for you, this future just bursting with blessing.
Yeah, like a whole new chapter starting. And it begins with this really vivid image of a barren woman who suddenly like got more kids than a married
Oh,
woman.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's such a stark contrast.
Yes.
So who is this barren woman and why all these kids?
Yeah. It's a great question. There's a couple different
Okay.
ways to look at this. Some scholars think this points to Israel's eventual restoration. So, after the exile, they come back
Right.
even stronger,
Yeah.
more numerous than before.
Right.
Like, picture a nation that seemed dried up, empty,
Yeah.
and suddenly it's flourishing with life.
It's a powerful image for sure. Like a
Yeah.
comeback story.
Yeah.
But here's what I find really interesting. The Apostle Paul picks this up
Oh, yeah.
in Galatians. He gives it like a whole
Yeah.
other layer of meaning, doesn't
Yes.
he?
Yeah, he really does. He suggests that that barren woman could represent the Gentiles, those outside the Jewish faith, and they're experiencing this huge surge in new believers.
Wow.
More people coming to faith from outside of Israel
Oh.
than from within.
So we're talking about ripple effects way beyond just Israel itself,
And that's
impacting the whole world.
it's huge. Yeah.
Wow. It makes you think, like, how are we part of this incredible growth and this whole image of this barren woman overflowing with life?
It's the
Wow.
power of
But then Isaiah, he shifts gears a bit. We go from a tent to a temple.
It's like we're seeing a progression of
Okay.
God's people. That expanding tent is all about that initial growth and movement.
Okay.
Like they're on this journey, figuring things out as they go. It's flexible.
So the tent is like that initial stage, that first
The
state.
initial expansion,
But
yeah.
then you move to this more
Yeah.
solid, permanent structure, the temple.
Right.
What's he saying about God's people here? It feels like they've found a home.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it. That temple represents stability,
Right.
permanence, roots.
It's not just any temple, though.
No.
It's decked out in precious stones.
It is.
Each one unique and beautiful, and they all come together to
Yeah.
make this magnificent structure.
All
This
right.
isn't just about like looking good, right?
Right.
It makes me think about how Paul describes the church as a
Yeah.
holy temple in Ephesians. It's
Yeah.
like Isaiah is giving us this glimpse
Yeah.
of what the church will become, this diverse but
Yeah.
unified body, each member essential to the whole.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
It makes you think about where you fit
I know, right?
into this grand structure.
Yeah. What kind of stone are you bringing to this amazing building?
Yeah. It's powerful.
It really is.
And speaking of feeling connected, there's this promise
Okay.
in Isaiah 54 that I find so comforting.
Yeah.
The promise of being taught by the Lord.
Ah, yes. Verse 13.
It's not just head knowledge, right?
No, it's not.
It's about a relationship with God
Right.
where he's actively
It's personal,
teaching.
teaching you and guiding you.
Yeah, it's like having the best teacher ever,
Oh, yeah.
leading you every step of the way.
But what does that teaching look like?
Well, if we look at this in light of the New Testament,
Hmm.
Jesus promises the Holy Spirit
Right.
to his followers, the Spirit who will guide them into all truth.
So it's not just about facts and
No,
figures.
it's about experience.
It's about experiencing truth on a personal level.
Yeah.
So we're talking about a
Quick.
constant learning experience with
Right.
the Holy Spirit as our guide. That's incredible.
Amazing.
But Isaiah doesn't stop there. He doesn't shy away from the fact that,
Right.
following God can be tough.
No, it can be hard.
He brings up this reality of opposition,
Right.
these potential attacks, verses 14 through 17.
Yeah, and it's fascinating how he presents it. It's like
Yeah.
he's saying, yes, there will be challenges,
Yeah.
but ultimately God is in control.
Yeah.
And because of the servant sacrifice, his people will be protected.
There's this contrast, right,
Yes.
between exile, which was permitted by God,
Right.
and this future defeat of any attack that comes from the enemy.
Yeah.
It makes me think about how
Right.
even the Smiths and the Wasters, those who seem to be opposing God's people.
Yeah.
They're ultimately...
You're under God's hand.
Under God's sovereign hand.
Yes.
It kind of blows my mind when I think about it.
It's a different way of looking at things.
It really is.
What if, instead of seeing those things as purely negative...
Yeah.
What if we saw them as potential instruments...
Okay.
...in God's plan?
Hmm. What if even our enemies are part of something bigger...
Yeah.
...than we can imagine?
Right.
That's a pretty radical thought, but also really comforting.
Yeah.
Makes you feel like no matter what challenges you face, you're not alone.
You're not alone. Yeah. Yeah. And that sense of security, that confidence...
Yeah.
It's a direct result of the servant's sacrifice.
Wow.
It's a gift, a promise we can cling to.
Yeah.
Especially when life throws those curveballs our way.
So how might this promise of protection apply to your life today?
Yeah, that's a good question.
What challenges are you facing where this message of divine sovereignty and protection might offer you some comfort or strength?
It's a good one to think about. It's a reminder that we're not meant to face these things alone.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually leads us to another fascinating aspect of Isaiah's message.
Isaiah is almost reframing how we see our enemies. He's saying like, hey, even these guys are part of God's bigger plan.
Right, right.
Like they can only go so far. They end up serving his purposes.
They do.
It's like verse 17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Yeah. Gives me chills every time I read that.
It does.
It's a declaration of victory.
It really is.
It's like God saying, I got this.
Yeah. It makes you want to face those challenges head on, knowing that.
You got on backup.
You've got the ultimate backup.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've been going deep into Isaiah 54.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to see how everything fits together. We've got this global expansion,
right.
This sense of belonging,
yeah.
Stability, this promise of personal guidance, and this incredible assurance of protection.
Yeah.
It's like we're getting a glimpse of God's tapestry.
I know, it's beautiful.
It's breathtaking.
And the best part is, we're not just watching this unfold.
No.
We're invited to jump in.
Yeah.
Be part of this. Be active. Experience that connection.
So what does this all mean for us sitting here listening? It's like we've been handed this incredible map,
it is.
This guidebook for life.
Yeah.
But how do we actually put this into practice?
Well, I think it starts with a shift in perspective.
Mm.
Like what if we started looking at our lives through the lens of Isaiah 54?
Okay.
You know, all the ups and downs, the challenges. What if we embraced this idea that even our struggles, even our enemies could be woven into God's design?
I love that challenge.
Yeah.
It's like taking off blurry glasses and putting on new ones.
Right.
Suddenly everything's clearer.
And with that new perspective comes this new level of peace and purpose.
Yeah.
We can face anything, knowing we're not alone in this fight and that ultimately victory is ours.
Yeah.
It's not denying the challenges,
right.
But facing them with a different mindset, one rooted in God's sovereignty.
One of the things that struck me about this passage is how personal it feels.
Mm.
It's not just some big abstract idea. It's about God's care for each individual.
It is, yeah.
That promise of being taught by the Lord is so intimate. Like, he's saying, I'm here with you. I'm guiding you, teaching you. I'm never going to leave.
Absolutely. And it's an ongoing invitation to a deeper relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's about learning to recognize his voice.
That reminds me of a time when I was facing this tough decision. It was like walking through a fog. I felt so lost.
Yeah.
I prayed and prayed.
I'd been there.
But I couldn't get any clear answers.
Yeah. Those seasons can be so disorienting.
They are. I was like groping in the dark.
Yeah.
And then I remembered that promise in Isaiah 54, taught by the Lord.
Right.
And I just started asking God to show me his way.
Gosh,
to make it clear, even if it wasn't what I expected.
Yeah.
And you know what?
What?
He did. No lightning bolt, nothing dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
It was more like this gentle nudge, this quiet whisper.
That's beautiful.
It was like he was leading me one step at a time.
It's a good reminder that he often speaks in those subtle ways.
Yeah.
But he's always there for those who seek him.
He is. And sometimes those toughest lessons, they come through those difficult times.
You do. It's like those challenges become opportunities to see his grace and power in a whole new light. You have to rely on him more fully.
It's like this beautiful paradox.
It is.
That those things that feel like they're breaking us actually make us stronger.
They do. More resilient.
More deeply rooted in our faith.
It all goes back to the servant sacrifice.
It does.
He made this transformation possible.
Yeah.
This unshakable hope. This protection.
So as we wrap up this section on Isaiah 54, here's a thought for you to ponder.
Okay.
What if those challenges you're facing right now, those things that feel like attacks,
yeah.
are actually opportunities to experience God's protection and power in a new way?
Mm-hmm.
What if they're invitations to go deeper with him?
That's a good one.
Yeah, it really is a perspective shift.
It is.
But it's also empowering.
Yeah.
Like Isaiah saying, don't be afraid of the tough stuff. In fact, lean into it, because that's when you really see God's faithfulness.
That's where the growth happens.
It is.
You know, when we're pushed beyond what we think we can handle.
Yeah.
That's when we discover how strong we really are.
Mm.
Not because of us,
right.
but because of his power working in us.
Yeah. It's like trading in that victim mentality for a warrior's spirit.
Yeah, I love that.
Not aggression,
right.
but courage, resilience, unshakable faith.
Yeah, and it all goes back to the servant.
It does.
He took the brokenness, the pain, the opposition,
mm-hmm.
and turned it into something beautiful.
Powerful.
Powerful, yeah. Something that can change the world.
It's a total reversal of what we'd expect.
It is.
Like Isaiah saying, the world might try to tear you down,
mm-hmm.
but God, he's building you up.
He is.
He's using every challenge, every obstacle to shape you.
He is.
That's a message we need to hear.
I agree.
Especially these days. It's easy to get caught up in the negativity, the
yeah.
fear. But Isaiah 54, it offers a different view. It reminds us that we're not alone in this.
Not at all.
We have a God who's bigger than any problem.
Yes.
Who's fighting for us.
He is.
Working everything for good.
Absolutely.
And that's the beauty of diving deep into these ancient texts. They're timeless.
They are.
You know, they speak to us today just as much as they did back then.
They do.
Isaiah was writing to a nation in exile, facing an uncertain future.
Right.
And yet his words,
yeah.
they resonate with us today.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up
yep.
this deep dive into Isaiah 54,
okay.
I want you to take this message with you.
Yeah.
Don't just file it away. Let it sink in.
Let it change you.
Let it change how you see your challenges, your relationships, even your enemies.
Yeah.
Because when we look through the lens of God's sovereignty,
his grace, his love,
everything changes.
Yeah,
we start to see the opportunity and the obstacles.
The peace in the storms.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not just surviving.
We're thriving.
We're thriving.
Yeah.
And it all comes back to that truth.
Mm.
No weapon formed against us
shall prosper.
Shall prosper.
It's been amazing exploring Isaiah 54 with you.
It really have.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Always a pleasure.
We hope it's inspired you to see your life,
yeah.
your challenges, your future, in a whole new light. Until next time,
mm.
keep seeking.
Keep exploring.
Keep diving deep.